US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Eight to seven, Hag's not far away, and we've got the rumour file after 7 o'clock. 9221182. Win $400 cash. Hey, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. President-elect Joe Biden says nothing will stop the transfer of power in the U.S. government. About President Donald Trump's refusal to concede, citing election fraud without evidence, Biden says,
I just think it's an embarrassment, quite frankly.
A Reuters poll finds 79% of Americans it asked recognize Biden as the winner of the November 3rd election. Another 13% say the election has not yet been decided. 3% believe Trump won, and 5% say they don't know. Yet Trump is pulling the levers of government to resist the results of an election he lost, something no sitting president has done in American history. But Biden is keeping cool while forging ahead.
The fact that they're not willing to acknowledge we won at this point is not of much consequence in our planning and what we're able to do between now and January 20th.
Trump's attorney general is encouraging federal prosecutors to dig into supposed election fraud. His general services administrator is refusing to give Biden's team access to transition offices and other resources guaranteed under law. The White House is preparing a budget for next year as if Trump will be around to present it, while Trump loyalists in the Republican-controlled Senate refuse to recognize Biden as the incoming president. With all that happening, Joe Biden was asked,
how do you expect to work with Republicans if they won't even acknowledge you as president-elect?
They will. They will.
But Trump's Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, seems to be in no mood to come around as reporters ask what he'll do to ensure a smooth transition.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Biden's reaction to that.
So far, there is no evidence of any of the assertions made by the president or Secretary of State Pompeo. Secretary of State Pompeo.
It's Veterans Day here today, and Trump was at Arlington Cemetery just outside Washington.
Three, seven, two, one, four.
It was raining heavily during the annual ceremony of remembrance for our nation's military men and women. The service was one of the outgoing president's last official ceremonial acts. It also served as his first public appearance, other than at his Virginia golf course, since he told reporters last Thursday he'd won the election. Millsy and Basil, this morning, before going to Arlington, Trump tweeted, "We will win."
I don't think he will, and I don't think I will, but...